Americans love to watch violence on TV, in movies, and on the stage. There's an art to portraying violence, and trained actors learn how to do it. How does an actor learn to take a punch without getting hurt? Community Voices producer Lauren Schaus talked to two actors who teach the art of stage combat to find out.
The plays of William Shakespeare are performed on stage more than any other playwright's works. There are a couple of good reasons for this.
Because it's dirt cheap and it's good stuff.
That's actor Bruce Cromer. In his more than 40 years on the stage, he's acted in dozens of Shakespeare's works, where, no matter the show, as an audience member, you're bound to see some fighting on stage, like this. Those were actors Kate Mueller and Taylor Montgomery performing a scene from A Midsummer Night's Dream in class at Wright State University, where Cromer has taught stage combat for nearly 30 years. He says stage combat is a requirement for all acting students at the school, partly because of Mr. Shakespeare.
Every show of Shakespeare, there's either unarmed or broadsword or rapier and dagger.
Cromer started his own career as a stage combat choreographer at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival in the late 70s. That's where he learned firsthand that even a fictional fight can end in real-life injury.
I was playing Prince Hal, and this guy was playing the Douglas, and he had this big battle axe, and he hit my shield, the shield hit my mouth. I was spitting out fragments of a tooth. This was two days before I got married to Carol, and I feel my lip just puffing up. It's like, oh, show must go on.
Cromer is certified to teach stage combat through the American Society of Fight Directors, and his students at Wright State often become certified as well through his classes. Certification means performers learn to fight and teach stage fighting safely.
No production is ever worth risking hurting yourself or, God forbid, a castmate.
That's actor and teacher Charlie Cromer, who was interviewed via Skype. He splits his time on stage and in the classroom between Georgia and Ohio. He's also Bruce Cromer's son.
Dad's one of my favorite fight partners.
Charlie is also certified through the society, and though he got his MFA in acting at the University of Georgia last year, he said his certification came from his time acting in Blue Jacket in Xenia, a much-loved and now-defunct annual outdoor drama that told the story of Shawnee War Chief Blue Jacket. Though he said this version fictionalized the famed Native American as being a white man who was raised by the Shawnee, which he admits was problematic.
We were not as woke back then, so I played a fictional white version of a fictional white Blue Jacket's son, and I fought with a variety of weapons. I had a saber. I think I did saber and axe at one point. I got to fire a cannon. Oh, we got to shoot real black powder muzzle-loading rifles. It was very cool.
With such an elaborate production, there are 100 ways that a performer can get hurt. That's why actors must not only choreograph and relentlessly practice every movement, but also keep staged aggression from turning into real aggression by viewing a stage fight as a partnership. Here's Bruce Cromer again.
We instill this in them. It's like, this is your partner. You're going to make your partner look fabulous. The victim is generally in control of most falls and the reactions to punches, etc. I often start my students with like a shove, simple shove. The basic things, if you don't mind me putting a hand on the shoulder.
That's fine.
The attacker comes up to the victim, puts a hand on the shoulder. The attacker leans in as if they're going to use their full body weight, and then the victim just moves away.
Okay.
And I have to follow your action.
Gotcha.
The cool thing is the audience works off of suggestion. That's what makes the gag work.
So, what is it about staged fighting that we love so much, whether we're on stage or in the audience? Charlie Cromer said he thinks it's often about taking a character's motivations and vulnerabilities and making them visible.
People in the moment just risking and barely getting away, or giving it their all and failing, or climactically they change the tides right there in the moment. It's engaging you fully in, you know, your guts and your heart.
As much as they both love the art of stage fighting, both Bruce and Charlie say it's important to them as actors to focus on building empathy for characters who experience violence.
More and more with my students, I'm trying to get them to play the violence realistically, because I think, you know, we get into this thing of bang, you're dead when you're a kid. If I came up and just pulled your hair in the hallway, you would be shocked. You would go, "That really hurts." That's what you have to do with fights. We have to show that there's consequences to violence.
But that's why I think that live theater combat is so great, because it offers the audience an opportunity to empathize with the victim.
For WYSO's Culture Couch, I'm Lauren Chows.
Culture Couch is supported by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.